COVID-19 cases in Utah growing by nearly 10% each day, Governor Herbert announced Wednesday that mask wearing will be mandatory at all state facilities, including higher education facilities and liquor stores. He says although he believes masks help prevent the spread of coronavirus, he is not planning on issuing a statewide mandate.
We are not a one-size-fits-all state. I don't think that's good policy. I think better policy is to recognize the differences we have in the regional locations, different environments we have, the population numbers, the cultures that we have in the different parts of the state, and let them make the determination whether they want to have government mandate it or not.
Herbert says for counties or cities wanting to make masks mandatory, the mayor and council will need to work with local health departments and the state health department. Salt Lake County is currently waiting for Governor Herbert to approve their request for a mask mandate. In this press conference, Governor Herbert also shared a letter written by faith leaders throughout the state.
One cannot claim to love one's neighbor while deliberately putting them at risk. We pray for the end of this devastating pandemic. However, the reality is that our actions must accompany those prayers. Please join with us in continuing to take action to prevent the further spread of the pandemic by wearing masks in public and maintaining physical distancing. And it's signed by many, many faith leaders throughout the state.
Dr. Dunn does not believe the current outbreak of the virus is due to protests. She believes the higher numbers are due to community spread seen statewide. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.